Well, James, how was that for your first taste of a four-day captaincy for Hampshire?
A bit nervy at the end, but nice to come away with a draw. I think we played some good cricket this game, probably, you know, on the whole, a bit better than what we have done over the last few games. So, had a small chance of winning there, but, didn't go to plan early on. Thought they bowled well, but to hang on for a draw in the end, you know, was a good effort, especially from Lewis, I think 160-odd balls there. And Mason, the two young lads in there, at the end to see it through was great.
305 off the minimum of 72 overs when they declared, and that's what they set you. Was that pretty fair, do you think?
I think, with the first innings lead, they're always in the box seat to sort of dictate terms. We spoke before we batted, we're going to try and sort of, the new ball did a bit out there, so we'll try and get through the new ball without much damage. So didn't get off to the best of starts, and then similar thing after lunch, try and bat and not lose wickets, and then see where we were later in the day. But unfortunately, we lost early wickets, so we never really created a platform to be able to get, have a go at the score.
Obviously, the situation with Jimmy standing down. I mean, at what point did you realise that you were going to be captain in the four-day side for the foreseeable future? I guess.
I can't remember how long it was. Probably a week or so ago, maybe a bit more. Chalks mentioned it. Something I was happy to do. I think it's a nice period now between now and the end of the year to get a taste for it and see if it's something, potentially that I'd want to take on in the future. And it gives Jimmy a chance to focus more on his batting, and that's what he's identified. He wants to do, and that's how he thinks he can help the team. So, I was more than happy to give it a crack.
Right. I mean, is it till the end of the year or just game by game basis?
I think game by game for now, but likelihood is I reckon it'll probably be to the end of the season unless something changes. But I think Jimmy's done a good job, and if he felt like that, it's probably right that he hands it over rather than continuing something where it doesn't feel quite right.
I know it's been tough for Jimmy, obviously with the sides not playing particularly well, but have you sort of realised just how hard it's been for Jimmy during this game?
Yeah, I think it's been obvious. I don't think Jimmy could have done anything differently. He couldn't have affected results in a different way. I think from an individual point of view, we've had too many individuals sort of underperforming. We know we're all capable of doing better. So there's no blame on Jimmy there. We just got to up it as individuals, and he decided that by not captaining that that's how he could bring his game forward.
I mean, everybody's obviously worrying about his form and captaining. Yourself is not probably in the best form in the Championship, and now you're captain and probably taking on the same sort of responsibilities Jimmy had.
Yeah, I think it takes it takes a bit of my mindset off my batting, which has helped I think in 2020. So obviously didn't go to plan this game, but I think having the team focus for myself and not worrying so much, obviously worrying about batting and want to score runs, but I think it does my batting good.